Hey guys, this is Andrew with Jumper. How are you? And today I have Ming on with Lead Lemonade. It is awesome. This is a really going to be a really great webinar today. Ming is incredible. He knows so much. He knows SEO. He knows direct marketing, chatbot marketing, all this kind of stuff here. And if you haven't seen Lead Lemonade yet, you got to check it out. I mean, it's an automated process where you basically can use LinkedIn and then tie that into chatbots to follow up with leads to warm them up. So it's really awesome. So, Min, I'm going to let you kind of like give a little history about who you are, what you've done, why you started Lead Lemonade, and then take us through a little demo of your tool.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Andrew. So basically, Lead Lemonade is a culmination of all of the prospecting and all the stuff I've done back then to generate leads for my own B2B companies that have worked for me. I started getting into internet marketing with an agency called American SEO Writers. Now, this was like 3 or 4 years ago. I knew nothing about lead generation, B2B, any B2C, anything like that. And so I was just trying to test out my own things. I didn't know that cold email existed. I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know LinkedIn automation was a thing. But I know it works because I got my first client. At the time, I didn't even know what an enterprise client was back then. So this is how green I was. So I got my first client ever, and it ended up being an enterprise client, top three SEO companies, one of the top three SEO companies in India. And I got him. The sales cycle literally took less than a week, which was insane.
Wow, that's
Six
amazing.
figure annual recurring revenue. And
Wow.
yeah, that was off of a cold email I sent him. And I just blasted that off to like 200, 300 companies. He was one of the people who responded. And I actually had no idea that that was actually the CEO of the company who responded to me. I thought it was just some like sales dude, some grunt worker. But I mean, from then on, that kind of like told me that I really need to focus on this cold email stuff because I'm reaching high level executives with this
Right.
kind of stuff.
Right.
So like fast forward 2 or 3 years later from there, I realized that a lot of different people need this kind of service, even high level or like I guess high standing B2B companies, a lot of SaaS companies out there. And even though they're really big and they're well known, they still need this kind of lead generation service for their sales teams. So their sales teams aren't getting enough prospects and people through the pipeline. And that's
Right.
where it comes in.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the whole inbound marketing stuff is really a thing. I mean, you get bring on a salesperson, and the thing is you got to dial for dollars. But dialing for dollars, the way it used to be was like you pick up a Yellow Pages and you start dialing through there. Long gone are the dialing for dollar. Well, it's still around, but there's a much more efficient way with using LinkedIn and things like that. But it's a long slog. So, having something that you can automate and a process, I'm assuming that's what really attracts clients to your services.
Exactly. Dialing for dollars. Okay, so when I first got out of college, that's exactly what I did. I actually door knocked for dollars.
Really?
Yeah, so I was a sales guy, and I was doing insurance sales and financial advising sales. And obviously they don't like hand you a book of business to start out with. You're a really new person, you're green. They don't trust you with that kind of stuff. So what they tell most new people is, "Oh, you hit up your like top 100 best friends and you try to get clients that way." And I didn't want to be the person that everybody ignored or like, "No, like get away from me." So I went the door knocking route.
Right.
But obviously it wasn't very successful, to say the least.
So those were some of the things. And so now from going forward, how did the culmination and like how long have you been working with Lead Lemonade to try and automate this process that you found that there was success in what you were doing the sort of I guess the manual kind of way, and then you decided, oh, well, let me automate this thing and bring in chatbots and all this kind of stuff to the process.
Exactly. So I've been testing this kind of stuff for the last few years, but I didn't package it into like an official sort of company that only sells B2B prospecting until very recently. So as far as fine tuning the techniques, this is all stuff that's been working for my own companies for the last few years, local businesses, online businesses as well, both B2B and B2C. Right. But Lead Lemonade, I just started this year and it's been going great.
Wow. And do you have, how do you have a lot of clients now? I mean, or how are they finding out about you? Are you using this, the tool, the service to find clients?
Exactly. It's great. It's like two birds with one stone because I'm using my own processes to find clients and then serve them with what I'm doing in order to find them. Right. So, it's really nice because what's going on with most companies is they'll need the prospecting side, they'll need to get that down, but then they'll also need to fine tune the actual service that they're providing. Whereas right. for what I'm doing, they're one and the same.
Right.
Right now I'm trying to fine tune everything and literally I'm going through all the manual processes that I'm still doing and I'm figuring out how to automate as much as I can. So I'm taking on very, very few clients to start with just so I can have the systems down.
Right.
And literally I've been getting people banging down on my door like, man, when can we start? When are you accepting new clients? You know, so literally I've had to put a stop on all of my prospecting activities after the first week because I'm just getting way too many leads.
Wow, that's a good problem or a bad problem to have. I would say it's a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. But right. You definitely want to make sure that people are happy and you give them expectations so they know what to expect.
Sure. Yeah, and that was the thing. I know I came across you through a Facebook group somehow, and we connected. And you know, the process that you gave and laid out was amazing. And I think that's what we're going to kind of go through of like how you can do it if you want to do it manually, right? I mean, and then how the process would be if you did the Lead Lemonade way, right? I mean, so this is kind of like, you know, sort of, here's how you can do it by the manual route, right? But you would not want to because it just takes too long of time. So, do you want to start? Do you want to show us how this kind of works and stuff? Because I think this is kind of what we're going to do, the look over the shoulder and see the process, and then you can tell more about how the process works and then how it automates and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure, Andrew. Let me share my screen right now.
All right, awesome.
Do you see it?
Yes, I can. Perfect.
Okay, perfect. All right. So basically what you first want to do is you want to go to your LinkedIn.com, right? So you sign in, see this here. I have Sales Navigator. That's like 70, 80 bucks a month. Okay. If you don't want to like splurge on Sales Navigator just yet because you're just testing this out, you don't really need it okay. to start out with because LinkedIn does give you a few like maybe – I don't know, 10, 20 searches for free per month before they just block you from searching more people.
Okay.
So I'll just do it through here, through okay. LinkedIn's normal platform.
Okay.
So let's search for people.
So when you're doing that, is basically the, do you look for a specific thing? Like, do you look for a region? Do you look for a title of a somebody? Like, what's the thing that you're kind of like looking for when you first start this stuff off?
For sure. So the companies that I work with and my clients, they already have a well-defined idea of who their customer is. So basically, when I onboard them, I'll send them a list of questions, and one of them will be, so define your perfect customer. So, you know, it could be segmented by the region. It could be segmented by how many employees are in the company. It could be segmented by, obviously, the industry.
Right.
And then you can do all that in LinkedIn. LinkedIn allows you to customize your search based on those parameters. And Sales Navigator allows you to go a little bit more in-depth. Okay. And it also lets you search infinite amount of times. Whereas with the normal LinkedIn platform, they don't let you do that because obviously they want to upsell you to the paid versions of LinkedIn.
Sure.
All right, so here we go. So let's go to all filters. So there's not too much you can do with LinkedIn's normal platform. Like, you can't tell it to narrow down based on how many people are in that certain company that you're looking for, or I guess you're a target customers. But let's say you're looking for, you sell a SaaS company, so let's check more computer software, profile English, US. Let's just start there. That's gonna be really broad, but let's just start somewhere. So there's 2 million results.
Wow, okay.
That's not bad, but we probably wanna narrow it down much more from there. So you could even go with something like Chicago.
Okay. And when you're narrowing it down, I mean, you know, like I know in like Facebook, when you're doing sort of ad targeting and things like that with interest groups, do you go really, really granular? I mean, do you look for larger group? I mean, like, what's a right result that you want to kind of get? I mean, is it 300,000, 400,000, or is it just like you're just trying to get as many people into that funnel and just blast out? It's a numbers game.
For me, it's mostly a numbers game. So there's no such thing as like too many or too little.
Okay.
What I want to do is make sure it's specific enough so that I'm not having to input it into like a CSV and then finding out that I got to like delete all these different people because I already sent to them before. Because you don't want to keep sending the same messages to people. People are going to get annoyed.
Right.
Tell LinkedIn about it, and then you're gonna get your account banned, basically, which you don't want to happen. Right. Especially if you're using these automation tools, like LinkedIn doesn't like this.
Sure.
And that's one of the things about doing LinkedIn automation is you have to stay abreast of all these changes, especially if it's always updating, and then automation tools are always updating, so it's always a game of cat and mouse.
Right. Yeah, we'll change one thing or look, and it kind of breaks the link, and you got to go back and figure it all.
Exactly. So here, okay, so 66,000 results. That's a little bit more manageable. But anyways, if you're going to do this manually, you basically just go down the line, and you just start connecting with all these people.
Okay.
Add a note, and that'll make it more likely for them to connect with you. So basically, the magic isn't really in the automation tools. That saves you the time. The magic is in actual copywriting that gets people to actually respond to you in a positive way.
Okay. And
gets you those meetings that you want. Because what we're looking for isn't just leads. We want booked meetings with these people.
Right. So you go here, you would create a nice message, something of like, hey, saw your stuff, look like we're interested together, and am I connecting? And then once, if they do connect with you, that's when you get all the data that you can pull and do other things. Is that kind of how that kind of works?
So the cool thing is you can actually pull data from LinkedIn using the automation tools.
Oh, really?
Before you even connect with them.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. Like, you don't have to. I just find that LinkedIn is a great place. So I've been saying this a lot, like, I'm pretty much on, like, a broken record, that LinkedIn is a great place to start conversations, but it's a terrible place to continue the conversation.
Okay.
So right now, since we're still just trying to start the conversation, I usually like to just keep it on LinkedIn and just keep it really simple.
Okay.
All right, so basically you click connect, you add a note. Right. You don't need to go too crazy with this, like just something simple like, who is this, Jeffrey? Hi, Jeffrey, saw that we are in the same city and would love to connect with you. You know, just like a one or two sentence thing. It can be really, really generic.
Right.
So that's That's one strategy that I use, and it works well just to get that connection, but you're probably not going to get a lot of responses from that.
Right.
Now, if you kind of want to go for the kill right away, you can structure it more like a cold email.
Right.
And in this way, you're probably going to get less connections because people might just not resonate with the message at all, or you're going to get the meeting straight away.
Right. Okay.
So this is where you're more like, hi, Jeffrey. I am a computer software analyst, and I do XYZ for XYZ people. And then you state your unique service, your unique, service.
USP?
USP.
Right.
What makes you different, and your social proof right here. And then you go for the call to action, which is your ask right away. So like, hey, do you have 20 minutes to chat in the next couple of days?
Okay.
Or like 5 minutes or whatever. What does your schedule look like? You can even put a link to the Calendly.
Okay. And the social proof is just what? Just kind of like your LinkedIn page or your, Facebook page? I mean, what would you say social proof would want to show?
Sure. I mean, social proof, you could do that in a lot of ways. The easiest way to do it is just to list the clients that you've worked with before that are big names. So you just basically go down the list of your enterprise clients that they'll probably already recognize. And they're like, oh, wow, you worked with IBM. You've consulted with HP. Okay, well, I might listen to you now because you're not just some random guy.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. That seems easy.
Exactly. So you could do either route.
Right.
I would just test to see which works better for you.
Okay. So then you were saying that, so since this is not the platform that you want to like continue the conversation, so it's a direct connect, and then you look to bring them to what, email, and get them into a conversation through email going back, or what's this? Well, maybe you're going through the steps, so I'll just let you go through that.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. So basically, let's say you're starting on LinkedIn, right? And your ultimate goal is to get that booked meeting. So if you're not going to get that booked meeting right away, let's say you send that generic message.
Right.
You can take it step by step, like getting the email and sending them through email. I mean, I'll show you a really cool way to try to guess their email in a little bit.
Okay.
But if they just outright give you their email, then go through email.
Right.
You kind of want to let them dictate the pace about how fast they want to go. So if they're comfortable with email, they give you their email, then go through there. If they give you their phone number, obviously you will go directly to the book meeting.
Right.
But let me tell you about the rest of the sequence.
Sure, yeah.
So after you get the connection, you send them that like really vague note or whatever. The second message you want to send them is, hey, name, thanks for connecting. And that just kind of gets them looking back at what you just, at your profile and things like that. Because a lot of people, when they connect on the first go, they won't even check out who you are.
Yeah, that's a good tip to remember that one, because I do that sometimes. I don't even thank them for connecting sometimes.
Exactly. So once you send this, they're obviously going to take a look at who you are. Like, who is this guy? I don't know him. Let me take a look at his profile. And a lot of times I'll get people responding to me asking about my services just from this message.
Wow.
So you don't even have to go into your pitch at all, which is nice. So let's say you send this message, you still don't get a response, right?
Right.
And then this is where, for the next message, so this would be the third message, I guess. So the first message, you're reaching out, trying to connect. Second message, hey, thanks for connecting. Third message, that's where you give them some kind of value.
Mm.
So you give them some kind of lead magnet that they want to click on.
Okay.
Something irresistible. And again, for this, I asked about the client. I asked them, like, hey, what are some things that you usually put out there that gets people to sign up for your email list, or that gets a lot of views on your blog or whatever?
Mm.
And I'll use that and I'll put it on this message, like, hey, thought I saw this the other day and thought it might be interesting to you.
Right.
And then I'll just put that link right there. They click on it. And this is where I attach it to. So I do chatbots.
Okay.
So this is where I attach it to that chatbot from Messenger. And it will continue to drip really helpful things to them there.
I see. Okay.
At the end of that drip sequence, I asked for the meeting.
Ah, okay. Okay. So from there, you put them into a link, a Messenger link, to get them to come over. They accept it. If they accept it, you run them through however long that drip sequence is with the chat. And then after that, you go for a meeting or appointment or something like that.
Yep. So the length of the drip sequence on Messenger, it kind of depends on each individual client. I haven't found a way to kind of like systemize it so that it's the same for everybody. And I don't think that it's going to work as well. So right now I'm just doing it all manually, but in general, it's about a week long.
A week. Okay. Okay. One message every day kind of stuff, or one every 2 days, or?
It's generally one message every day.
Okay. And do you typically craft that for your clients, I guess? I mean, with your service, you kind of craft that 7-day email sequence, I'm assuming.
Yep. So all of the sequences, all the copy, I craft myself. So I brand myself as like automated leads, but really I'm a copywriter. That's like the secret sauce behind everything that makes all the gears turn.
Right.
And
which is key, because most people aren't good copywriters.
Exactly. AI is trying to make that irrelevant, but it's still going to be a long way before they can fine-tune it to the point where copywriters are not important anymore.
Yeah, I see that being many years out, if not a dozen or more.
Exactly. So the LinkedIn, there's one more message to the sequence.
Okay.
The value you gave at the what we just talked about in the lead magnet, that sets you up really nicely for the last message. So let's say they don't even like look at the link, or they're like, Messenger bot spam, and then they just delete it or whatever.
Right.
The last message you're going to send right after that is basically the same thing. You're asking for the meeting. And what I found is you get higher conversion rates, much higher, when you give them some value first in the last message, and then you send them that meeting request right after.
Okay. Interesting. Yep. So you preset them with some value. They might not do anything with it. They might not connect with the net messenger bot, but then you follow up with them again going, hey, whatever, would you still like to connect or something like that? And then would you throw them trying to get them back into the messenger bot again from that last email? Or is that kind of just more of a let's pick up the phone and talk kind of stuff?
At that point, it's let's pick up the phone and talk. Okay. I haven't played around with trying to get them back into the bot or like trying to get them into some kind of email funnel or anything like that.
Right. Okay, cool. So that's a pretty good sequence. So in these, so those messages that you send out, and like in terms of what their pain points are, I guess that's where you kind of sit down with the clients and figure out like what they might think that could be a pain point, or for their avatar that they're looking to connect with, this is what you would kind of use on that.
Exactly. So that's all during the onboarding phase, where you learn about the pain points that they solve, the pain points that they have when it comes to lead generation. That's very important.
Right.
And then any kind of roadblocks that they've been having. So if it's a prospecting roadblock, we can solve that. But if it's a sales roadblock, we make sure that we're very careful about not accepting those clients, because they're going to come back to us and they're going to be like, well, none of your leads were qualified. They all sucked. We couldn't close any of them.
Right.
And then I'll be like, no, that's not my job. I'm not closing the sales for you. I just bring you the book meetings.
Right. Yeah, you lead them to water, but you don't make them drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I think that's a lot of people want. I think they want somebody to make them drink. And I'm like, you can't drink. And you have to go back to your sequence. You have to go back to your team and see what the problem is. You know, it's fine filling the funnel, but you got to also know how to close that funnel, right? Which a lot of people have problems doing.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the basic overview of the entire LinkedIn sequence that I send on a manual basis. I can show you how to do it automated if you'd like.
You know, that would be cool if we, just show it. If you want to briefly run through it, that's awesome how we see it manual. Let's just, if you want to briefly run through, you know, overview of how it would look automated, that'd be killer, you know, because I think our audience would probably like to see that.
Yeah, for sure. So there's a lot of different tools. I've been playing around with some of the other ones because there's not one tool that does everything, unfortunately. So most of the guys that are doing this that I follow, they have to use multiple tools. Right now, I'm only using one, and I'm doing manual for the rest of my processes.
Okay.
So I use something called Linked Helper. So it's this thing on the right here, and you can get a subscription. It's about it's not too much. It's $15 a month.
Okay.
And that's how much most of them run. So it's not gonna take too much out of your
Your market. And Link Helper does what exactly?
For sure. So it does a lot of different things. So it can auto invite connections. So here it says invite second and third connections. You just click this button and you'll see in a bit. It'll do some pretty cool stuff. And also send a blast of messages to your first connections. Let me just run down the list here. You can auto visit profiles. And this is something I didn't talk about earlier, but a lot of times you don't even have to connect with the customers that you're trying to reach out to. You can just look at them and then you're going to get lookbacks. And lookbacks are basically your customers are intrigued. Hey, who's checking out my profile? And they'll actually look back and connect with you.
Wow.
Yeah. And if that happens, or actually, I should say when that happens, you're in a pretty good position because they're coming to you to ask for more. So they're going to be more qualified from the very start. You're probably not going to need to go through that vague sequence that I talked about earlier. You go directly and ask for the meeting.
Right. Interesting. Oh, that's a cool way. That's awesome.
Yeah. You can also auto endorse contacts. Huh. What that does, besides obviously getting reciprocation, is it gets people to actually look through your profile. Because if you notice, your profile is on top and the endorsements that you have are below all that. So they have to scroll through everything you do.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's amazing. Who knew?
I know. It's funny because sometimes things are just right there. And if people don't tell you about it, you would just never know. I didn't know about all this stuff until recently.
I mean, I'm assuming that this could be probably good for job hunting too. I mean, if you're looking to get jobs and find recruiters and send out connect things and, hey, I'm this great guy and get in front of people too. So I'm sure it's a good job prospecting funnel that you kind of could build too.
Oh, definitely. Recruiters, I see a lot of recruiters, they use this stuff obviously because they're sending out all these robotic canned messages and they're doing everything wrong.
Right.
And it's guys, you have all the tools. Just, you guys need to clean up your copywriting because it's just terrible. And they could be making so much more money if they know how to use these tools to their fullest capabilities.
Yeah. Well, we need lemonade.
There we go. Maybe we could find a niche in the recruiter space.
Yeah, exactly.
So here I was talking about, I was kind of alluding to it earlier, but you can also extract profiles.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. Put it on your CRM or your Google Sheet or whatever.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And let's see what else. You can send in-mails as well, but obviously you only have a limited amount.
Right.
No free ones. I think Leonard, I'm not sure if Leonard does, but I think there's a tool called Duck Soup.
Right. I've heard of that.
It'll actually... Duck Soup, I'm not 100% certain because I haven't used this feature, but it'll actually filter out your prospects by the people who actually have the free in-mail thing. Basically, you can send in-mails to these people for free.
Mm.
And the cool thing about sending an in-mail is that the message goes directly to their inbox, their Gmail inbox or whatever they're using.
Oh, wow.
So you're basically sending out a really, really targeted cold email. Hmm. And they see it in their inbox for sure, even if they never log into their LinkedIn.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's super, super powerful. So that's something that I'm looking into to offer my own clients, because if I get that down, that's going to be a huge value add.
Sure, for sure.
So let me just show you how this works real quick. So before we can actually invite them, we'll need to click on this button to collect all these prospects. And so click on this. And as you can see, it's working and it's going up and down. Basically, what it's doing is it's trying to simulate a normal LinkedIn viewing experience to make it look human. So that way it doesn't trip up LinkedIn's, robots that are on the lookout for people using extensions like this.
Right. Yeah, I know Amazon does that. You know, it's like you can go through the browsers and you can get, like, they can't detect these types of like clicks through the browser. It looks like a normal browser. That's why a lot of, in the e-commerce side, you know, with Jumper and stuff, you know, there's a lot of these companies that will, AliExpress, for example, they'll have these tools with, like, say, in Shopify and things like that, where they'll auto-fill an order that it looks like a human, but you're kind of mapping the exact method you would do, and then the only piece that you have to put in is like the credit card. So it saves like VAs a ton of time to kind of just fulfill orders and without errors. And you can do it for Amazon, things like that. So that's pretty exactly what they're doing here as well, which is kind of cool.
That is super cool. It's like your business is already made 100 times better by outsourcing things to VAs and eliminating a lot of these manual tasks. But now that there's all these really cool tools popping up, like the LinkedIn automation, the Amazon stuff that you're telling about, it's just like, man,
yeah,
all these new businesses, you guys have it so easy compared to how people had to do business back then, 10 years ago.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah, this is what's really kind of cool about this whole stuff. And even what we're looking to do with a Jumper is create drop shipping through Amazon, where, you know, this is a piece that we're going to bring on, but you'll be able to copy an ASIN number, and every product in Amazon has an ASIN number. It's like a SKU, and you'll just copy that, and then you can just basically copy all the images and text and everything, put that into Jumper, and then when you go to check out, like if you run a Facebook ad and you put a hashtag, say, crazy shoe, that would fire up crazy shoe bot, you know, or the bot that we have, our checkout bot, and then you would kind of go through it. They would buy, and then on the back end, we would send that ASIN number to this third-party company, and they'll drop ship it from Amazon, basically. You know, so you don't have to do anything. You just charge a little bit more money than what it's being sold on Amazon, and it really beats affiliate commissions and all that kind of stuff. So you can make 10 or 15% on an Amazon product and be sitting pretty and have hundreds of thousands of products, and that's going to work with Sam's Club, Sam's Club, Printful, which was one of those print-on-demand kind of companies, AliExpress, and Amazon. So we're looking, hopefully very shortly, to have that installed. So if you do drop shipping, this is the tool.
That's amazing. That's like crazy, crazy, crazy. It's affiliate marketing on steroids.
Yeah, exactly. So, and this is perfect, like, for us to, you know, to use this, doing what you're showing here in Lead Lemonade, the same thing for us internally.
Totally. So after all that time, it's collected the leads. It says they already collected 49. That's good enough to show the demo here for our intents and purposes. So we got the leads. Now we've collected Now we need to figure out what message we want to send all of them.
Okay.
So the cool thing about Linked Helper is that you get like some of these merge tags here. That way it looks somewhat personalized. So it's be like hi, first name, and then it's just whatever we talked about earlier. Like, hey, saw you were da 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 looking to connect something real quick.
And right.
Save template. Obviously, I don't want to send this for real. So I'm
gonna
just leave it blank. And then now you're going to click on invite tab right here. And you're going to click on start profiles inviting. Now it's going to actually go to every single profile that it collected earlier. It's going to do some random like scrolling up and down before it actually connects with each person. And you can actually set the time it takes to load between each person and each page and how long it waits. So if it's going too slow for you, you can, you know, make it faster, but generally you don't want to mess with these settings too much because if it goes too fast, then, you know, LinkedIn will find you and ban you.
Right. Yeah. Best just let it set it and forget it.
Exactly. So you don't want to do, when you first start doing this, you don't want to do more than, I would say, like something really low, like 20 or 30 profiles.
Okay.
You can go as high as 100. Some people go even higher, but 100 is really the limit as far as staying within the safe parameters of how many people you want to invite.
Right.
As far as how long this takes, it actually takes quite amount of time, like maybe an hour or two. So you want to just set this in the background when you're not doing too much heavy work, like don't bust out Adobe,
right,
After Effects, like Dreamweaver or whatever while you're doing this. Best to let it run either overnight or when you're not using your laptop.
Good to know.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the entire process.
Wow. Okay, well, that's awesome. And then you come into play with the messaging and getting everything else on that type of stuff, along with like doing all this for clients, pretty much, I guess. Kind of right.
Yeah. So I do all the messaging. I do all the integrations. So like, if they already have CRMs there, I set up all the Zaps. Get the Calendly integrated as well. If they don't already have a CRM, I use Pipedrive.
Okay. You like Pipedrive or HubSpot? What do you prefer, either one?
So I use Agile. That's like my main CRM, but okay. I just found that Pipedrive just looks a lot nicer for what we're trying to do here.
Right.
And from what I've seen from clients so far, they like the layout. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we have HubSpot. I like Pipedrive. It's not that expensive, but it's a great way to really just blast through this stuff and do this. So this is awesome. This is awesome. Yeah. Well, that is an amazing thing. That was really like, wow. lots to learn, lots of thing. I mean, so if people want to know more about your services and things like that, how do they find out about you?
For sure. So if they want to learn more, they can go to leadlemonade.com. So that's just lead, LEAD, lemonade.com. And they can kind of scroll through the information there. Or they can contact me directly. MINH at leadlemonade.com. That's the best email to reach me.
Cool. And that's usually the best way they reach you through email, not through Facebook or any of those other types of things. You're most successful through email, right?
Yep, I'm an email person. I try to reserve.
Wow, one of a few. No, just kidding.
I try to reserve my Facebook for more personal connections and things like that. Like, yeah, obviously, we met through Facebook, but I try not to have it like jam packed with business connections.
It's very hard to do that. So cool. All right, awesome. Well, so then everybody, you can find him on Lead Lemonade. You got his email address. We'll put that in the show notes as well on that stuff. And I just want to say, hey, it was awesome. Thanks for coming on, showing that, sharing some secrets, revealing the man behind the curtain kind of stuff, type of things. And it was awesome. So again, anytime you need any kind of lead gen type stuff, you know, let them in. He's got it all down, and he will be of service. He's really great. So, hey, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you next time.
Awesome, Andrew. Pleasure was all mine.